Hello, and welcome to episode number 17 of Soft Spot, the podcast for the Global Soft Foundation. I am your host and the director of marketing for the GSF, Chelsea Hamishan. I actually just got back from a summer vacation, so I've been a little behind on putting out some episodes, but I'm back and have quite a few that I'm loading up for you, mostly from the Ranger Rendezvous. For the uninitiated, the Ranger Rendezvous is an event that occurs every other year at Fort Benning in Georgia. I had the opportunity to attend last month with my steadfast spirit guide for all things Army Ranger, Sergeant Major retired Rick Lamb. Besides a minor snafu where we accidentally booked hotel rooms 20 minutes away from each other, attending the event with Rick made navigating all of the different buildings and activities and schedule a breeze. Plus, I got to hear tons of personal stories from him as we drove around Benning from, "Hey, that's where I got married," to, "They used to make us jump off that tower." So it was a cool experience, and we talked to a lot of living legends from the U.S. Army community while we were there. We also had the opportunity to record a couple of different podcasts, this being the first in a series of three. I don't want to give anything away, but I will say that military transition and career development is definitely a recurring theme in these episodes. So listen up. The first episode features U.S. Army Ranger veteran Tony Main, who helped orchestrate the Ranger Rendezvous this year. Rick and I talked to Tony about what the event entails, why it's important to current and former Rangers, and even a segue into some World War II history, which you know Rick always loves. So here we go with Ranger Rick and Tony Main.
And then if we want to break it down.
Global Soft Foundation.
My immediate reaction was,
this is awesome.
Special Operations Community.
You have our support. Let's move.
Welcome to Soft Spot.
This is a really exciting week for all Rangers, past, present, and even into the future. It's Ranger Rendezvous. It's about a five-day compressed week filled with activities to bring together the Ranger community. So it's all centered around the change of command of the 75th Ranger Regiment, a unit under the United States Army Special Operations Command. That's really the genesis of why this exists. So much like other Army units, a very famous one, the 82nd Airborne Division, will do an All-American Week. Every 2 years, we come together with veterans, families, and the active duty just to celebrate the lineage of the unit, those that came before us, the sacrifices made by our fallen, and then just to come together in fellowship.
Awesome. And then also the Ranger Hall of Fame is another part
of
it.
The Ranger Hall of Fame is really a cornerstone event. That happens actually every year here on Fort Benning. And during Rendezvous, it is a seminal event as well. And what's really special about the Ranger Hall of Fame here is that it's just not comprised of those members of the 75th Ranger Regiment. You also have civilians who've made a great impact on the Ranger community, as well as those who've earned the Ranger tab and go on to serve and sacrifice in leadership positions within our great Army.
And we actually also have a former inductee of the Ranger Hall of Fame here with us, Rick Lamb. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what this week means to you?
Yeah, when I first got the note, "Hey, you're being inducted in the Ranger Hall of Fame," I immediately called Al Lamb to make sure that they didn't get us mixed up. Don't you really mean Al? But this is awesome. I mean, I remember my first Ranger Rendezvous that I went to like in 92, and when I was assigned to the 3rd Ranger Battalion. And just seeing the guys from Merrill's Marauders up to modern day is because that's one of the key things that keeps coming out. Is that this type of stuff doesn't exist once the kid gets out. You know, once the guy retires or you just PCS or you get out of the military, that's the big hole that you have in your life, is that that camaraderie doesn't exist. So this, and when you're a young guy, you don't really realize how important these veterans organizations are. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like an afterthought. I mean, you're focused on other things until you start going to one or two, and you see the guys that when I retired, I tried to make a clean break. Got a call to go work down at USSOCOM, and once I drove on to the base and a C-130 was flying over, and paratroopers were dropping out, and you could smell the AV gas, and you run into about a few guys that you just finished working with, and you're like, all right, what do you need me to do? I'm back. And so I think these types of events, these organizations, fill that gap, fill that void, and which we need desperately. But you don't realize you need it until it's maybe too late.
And so you really have to foster it now. You
Correct.
Have to foster yeah. these type of events, and you need to talk to the active duty. And it's funny, some of the most difficult things to do is when you're here and it is to engage with these steely-eyed, barrel-chested freedom fighters who are coming to this event because they are told to.
True.
Who sat up and jumped into Ranger Rendezvous because they were told to. Who are looking now at Wednesday for when Friday comes because they want to. So this is really, as you talk, Sergeant Major, we have got to reach out as a veteran community to them with them now so they don't figure out the same things that we're figuring out later. And I think that's really the exciting thing that you see with the growth of so many veteran military organizations and veteran support organizations. You have the opportunity to reach the active duty right now. And that's the great thing that's kind of been a culture change in the past few Ranger Rendezvous.
Yeah, another cool thing I've seen is just the amount of people, like just walking around with Rick, that he might not even remember, he forgot, and then as soon as he sees them, they immediately reconnect and start telling old war stories and sharing pictures. I mean, last night we saw tons of pictures of, back in the day when they were young and not even thinking about this kind of event being in their future.
Oh, yeah, because, everybody gains weight. You grow facial hair and you go bald. So you're looking at this guy through the prism of maybe 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But finally you look at the eyes and you're like, yeah, I remember you.
Oh, 100%. And as a more junior ranger, what's...
Younger.
That's nice as a younger ranger. When you talk in terms of responsibility and what I've done in my career, to be able to see the leaders, mm-hmm. leadership matters in our Army. Leadership matters for the Ranger Regiment in terms of what we give back to the Army. And then leaders participating in events mm-hmm. like this, making a clean break sounds like it's great, but I can't tell you how many Ranger NCOs I was either scared of or mm-hmm. respected or both.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the officers that I now give hugs and can't wait to mm-hmm. introduce my family to, that I want my son to mm-hmm. grow up and be like, it's like, hey, son, you want a better example than me? There's one guy right there. Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really wonderful. And so as the community's kind of coming together for the active duty, the importance of that leader being here,
mm-hmm.
it means a lot. Sergeant Major Lamb will have people come up to him and it'll be, oh, this was really great to come back and see these guys. But in their mind, they're now attached to the unit once again.
Mm-hmm.
And that just that hope and purpose that's provided is wonderful.
And what's sad, too, is a lot of times I'll ask a guy, hey, I wasn't a dick to you, right? I mean, I wasn't an asshole. So,
That's
lie. Of not, it's that delusions of grandeur is what we call that. Delusions of grandeur over time.
Since we're on the topic of U.S. Army events, I wanted to take a quick break to talk about an upcoming event that the Global Soft Foundation is co-hosting with U.S. Army Special Operations Command, better known as USASOC, this November, the Modern Warfare Symposium on Fort Bragg. This is our second time running this event, and it's going to feature keynotes and panel discussions with leaders and experts in defense. During that same week, the GSF is also hosting some parallel events, including demo days and an expo. We're really excited for the demo days, which are happening at the range complex right outside of Fayetteville. It's going to be a great opportunity for hands-on testing of different capabilities from firing weapons, testing optics, vehicle test drives, and more. These events are all happening in the greater Fayetteville area from 19 to 22 November, and you can learn more and register at globalsoftsymposium.org. And we have the link in the episode description, so you don't have to memorize that. All right, back to Rick and Tony.
The amount of times I've heard the words living legend over the past 2 days, just, the amount of people, like CSM retire.
They're all around.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
I mean, I spent probably 20 minutes with my jaw open just talking to the Merrill's Marauder guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that was cool.
The stuff that, because we all drug our bags through some of the same places. I mean, but he did it like 50 years earlier. I tell you, the whole new respect for those guys, because, you know, we went to, I got the call, let's go to Normandy, right? So, you know, we had, we're up at Palatka at the airfield. The guy's looking at us and he goes, man, some of you guys need to drop some pounds because, you know, it's round canopies. So, you know, you're not going to land that soft. And so everybody, you know, I shed like 35 pounds. And so Scott, my running buddy, because he had to get the old uniforms. Mm-hmm. And so Scott, he goes, hey, man, we're going to get all the old guns and we're going to go qualify with those guns just so we know we can get our mind right. So we had 1919s, we had freaking 50 cals, the M1s, you know, the Tommies, the grease guns.
Steel.
Oh, yeah, wood and steel. And as you're trying to shoulder those things, I mean, that's a big draw on that Thompson. That's a long-ass stock. And then try to keep it up there, of course, with that big-ass 30-round magazine. And a whole new respect for those cats. You know, that M1 Grand, that's no joke. You know, it kicks like a mule. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you hear it, like the weight that they carried is in the weapon. Like now it's in our body armor.
True.
It's in the accoutrements that we have in the radios and the batteries, and the weapons are light. For them, the weapons were heavy.
Correct, yeah. You know? And the ammo, the big old 45 rounds, and the but still about the same. I mean, they were
Yeah, over time it ends up being, yeah, exactly. It's,
which
it's not meant to be easy.
Boggles my mind. They had bikes, they had carts, they had the little mules, they had, you can see all that stuff in the infantry museum now. And we're going through the same thing, except we're looking at exoskeleton, how do you carry all that stuff? Mm-hmm. I've been collecting uniforms since I was a kid, right? And you can always see the uniform spike as we're at war, you know, because they'll add things, they'll add pockets, or they'll add knee pads, or they'll add something.
Buttons.
Exactly, zippers, buttons, and it kind of ebbs and flows, goes back and forth, the different colors. And so we thought we were all squared away down in Charlie 3-7 in, I would say, the mid-'80s, early 90s when we started sewing pockets on our sleeves. And so we thought we invented that, right? Until you talk to a SOG guy who says, yeah, we had that in Vietnam, you know, back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it from the paratroopers in the 40s. And they're like, oh, so we weren't the smartest guys. So
you were the smartest guys then.
Exactly. It just kept recycling through. And but having those guys, I mean, the Vietnam guys raised us. You know, raised my generation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, hopefully we did a good job on the guys we handed off to. But having that unbroken chain is, it's gold.
Awesome. So this is only every other year?
So Rendezvous itself is every other year. Okay. The Hall of Fame is an every year event, but and that's run by the National Ranger Memorial Foundation and a couple of other organizations, and they try to keep that annual here at Fort Benning. But this is every year with the change of command. I'm sorry, every other year with the change of command.
Okay. So people who want to attend Ranger Rendezvous 2021
should plan for it, should make it an event, should get a hotel early. There's a lot of events that take place off of Fort Benning with the associations, which is really the best opportunity to go in a social setting and meet some of the legends. There, when you get some people on Benning, everybody's kind of looking around, trying to remember people and rank, but when you get in those social settings and the hotel lobbies, you just have some great conversations.
That's where the magic happens.
Yep, great fellowship.
Cool. Well, thank you for letting us know about it.
Soft Spot is brought to you by the Global Soft Foundation, a 501c3 based in Tampa, Florida. If you're new to us, you can find out more about the foundation at gsoft.org. That's Gulf Sierra October Foxtrot.org.